We are middle of Hilchos Shabbos of this Erevin Simon Shin Tzadi Hey Dine Birkas Erev Ubaisef Echad. This is on Rish Samach Aleph Amid Aleph. The halachas of the bracha of the Erevin is one paragraph. It says Mechab Esef Aleph Mitzvah Lachzer Acha Shetuvim Avoyis. It's a mitzvah to try to pursue making Shetuvim Avoyis. Mavarach Aleph, you make the bracha on Mitzvah's Erev on the mitzvah making Erev. I mean, you say Bezeh HaShetuv with this Shetuv Yeh as we continue to Medveis Mutzvah L'chol B'nei Amavoy, which for all the members of the Mavoy, to carry in, from the courtyards to the Mavoy, says Ramah, Umehem Labatim, from them to the houses, that's Beseis, in the name of the Shabbat Leket, says Mechava, B'Shabbos on Shabbos. Amosai, Mebaruch Halab, when you make the Baruch Halab, B'Shoshim, Mekabatzai, from the Mavoy, when you gather it from the members of the Mavoy, or B'Shoshim, Mezaklem, or when he transfers the rights to them. Hagar says Ramah, Vim Gavu, Eisai, L'Shem Erev, if they collected it for the purpose of Erev, B'Shachu, they forgot, L'Berich, or Love, they did not make a Baruch Halab. Have Erev, it's an Erev, Ke'in, Baruch Halab, because the Baruch is not critical as the organ Shabbat Leket, says Ramah, Ein, Saif, Simon, Shin, Samach, Vav. Says Mishbrua, Siv, Cotton, Aleph. Mitzvah lachzer b'chulu is a mitzvah to go after shetuvim avoyis. Because pen yishkuchu, maybe people can forget, we build the issur tuv, we can come to a prohibition about carrying, and therefore, it's a mitzvah to make eirin, simkat beiz, make a bracha on it on mitzvah's eir. Shagam ha-shitur shaykh shem eir, because even on shitur, it's applicable the name of eiriv, shemur ravan, mishutafen, because you join together, and you combine, kol chatzei shebemavay yachar, all the courtyards in the mavay together as one. Simkat gimel. And Ramah adds on the mehem labatim, and that from them to the home. What it means to say is, this is the nusach, the minimum avoid, so chatzeres labatim, you can carry from the alleyways and the courtyard to the homes. Now, after Ochari, even though here we're talking about shetuvim avoyis l'chud, we're talking about the joining of the mavis together, which, as the Sheratin Elisalv says, for example, let's say the mavoy was not mesukin originally in Erevin as halachically required. And they made only Eruv chatzeres to permit the carrying in the courtyard, and then they went and fixed the mavoy, and you were only missing only shetuvim avoyis. Still says the Mishabrua, Mikomakam Hamabor Basimit Shin Pezain. We see in Shin Pezain, the same Chashid of Makam Air, you could align Shintiv in the place of an air. Fire him up, Ivan Zen, Ramas Kerman, such a case. Finally, El, Basimit Shin Shin Sam of Lem Mishabrusha, Takna Nas, Hanusach Hanag Lema, that we quoted the appropriate Nusach to say, which in Dirshut 6 brings. And you've mentioned only the Nusach of only Irvin, not Shintiv. So we brought over there the Pin the Chaznish, and also what's the Loch in place that. That there's a suffix if you have to make an Erev or if you have to make a Shetuv, what do you do in those situations? Siv cut and down. And when do you make a bracha? But Shosh Mekabetz B'chul at the time when you gather the Erev from the members of the Mavar. Ayin L'el B'sim and Shin Samach Bob Mishin Ruh Siv cut and pay Pei Al Pei Beis B'shayach Gamkin L'kan, that also applies also over here by the Shetuv. Siv cut and hey. And Moses says that if they collected for the purpose of Erev, they forgot. But like Berchul, if they did not make a bracha on it, it's going to be Erev because the bracha is not ma'akev. Well, the same thing is, if a little Amr Lav, Gamkin, and Nusach Shal, Bezeh, Shita, Panal, even if we don't say this whole text, it's also going to be okay with the Erev. Helchas Tchumen, next halach of Erev, not Erev, Chatzes, or Shetim, Avayis, joining together with Kochet, but Tchumen is the boundary of how far you can go on Shabbos, and then the Erev of that, joining together with boundaries to be able to go further. Shin Sadik Vav. Din Arba Amas Alacha 4 Amas. Shish Lachalot Mishabas. Everyone has on Shabbos. By Vesit, there's 2 paragraphs. Sif Al Sevda Mechabas. Shvu Ish Tachtim. Says in the Pasuk in the Torah, every man should rest in the area beneath him. The Kamsam here we learn. Shikalot Mishabas Arba Amas Lachalokim. That every person has in his perimeter 4 Amas. Afili Yatzachutz Al Chum. Even if it goes out of the Chum of Shabbos. Vaidin Lachalot Ma'am Shalai. And you measure every person with his Amma to say how to get 4 Amas. Now, if he was a midget in his limbs, then you give him 4 medium-sized, intermediate amas of a regular person. Which each amas is 6 handbreadths. Now, these 4 amas are measured expansive, and moreover, it's with him in the middle, that says the Torah. Some say, you're allowed to go for amas in every direction. He only has 4 amas with their a hypotenuse with the diagonal commission as well. Like we explained previously, it's a mission, mem test, that's the term name of the Raza, and the Magad Mishnah, very good day, is the name of the Rashba. Set the Mishnah, Siv Kotten Alf. Pasuk says, Shvu ish tachta mekan from Chul, from Hebrew, learn out that every single person has Dalar Amos. Pirish. The Siv Tachtov, it says beneath him, Kit Tachtov, like the area beneath him, which is how long is a person if he was laying down, which is Gufoy Sholosh Amos, his body is 3 Amos, the Amma, and then you have an extra Amma, which is, could they lift the other bedak to stretch out his hands and his feet? Like we explained, Mesibin Shemem Tes, Ayin Shem Mishemru, like with the Mishemru, Achdashamah, there is Tom, however, laying to the Lazachim, to Rishos Rab, are going to carry any object in Rishos Rab. someone went out of the Shabbos boundary, the answer is the halakha of Amos that he has permission to walk, not regarding carrying, but to walk for Amos. Simkut and base. And this even if he went out of the tchum, because Moshe was saying this pasuk for those who went out of tchum, says the Torah that you know you should remain in the area where you are, which is the distance of a person, which is Dalanamis, which the Sharatin Aleph says in the pasuk is explained like this: Shvuish Tachtim for those who went outside, for those who didn't yet go out to gather. That's Eliyahu, the name of the mit. Sivkatan Gimel, and you measure these Amis Ba'amashaloi with his Amma, Ayla Elish Mimtism Shabur Sivkatan Gimel, which the Dirshu 2 brings, that there he writes that if he's a very long person, you measure Dalar Amis with his arm. Comes out that his four Amis is bigger than other people. In the Tzuva, in the form of the measuring of the Amma of a regular person, there's Machlik Zachid, you have the Shid Zamog in the Ram, that the Amma of a regular person is the length of his arm. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav explains that what he means to say is from the elbow until the tip of the longest finger, called the Amma. Another, the Stipler proves, not like his words, and he writes that what's clear is that from the elbow until the end of the finger that's called the Amma is the measurement of the Amma of 5 Tvachim. But the Amma that's a 6 Tvachim Amma is like the measurement of the two parts of the hand, which is near his body, and that where you put on the tefillin, and that which is close to the palm of the hand, without the palm of the hand. Those two parts of the arm, that's going to be the measurement of an animal. Siv katan dalad. Now what happens if you have a person that's nanas beivarim? But someone what it means to say it's a gufi benini. That is that his body is a regular medium-sized body, but his arm is cut to a short commission. But after Elik explained previously, b'shimem tesiv katan dalad b'shad tziyasham. So then, that type of a person, you give him dalanamas of a medium-sized person, which each one of them is 6 tvachim. Sivkat and Hey, the Rama brought the Elo Arba Amas Bechulu, that these Dalar Amas you measure Mirvachis. But someone who says, Ben Kishmaid Machalot, the Amas Shaloi, whether you're measuring the Dalar Amas of that person's Amo, Ben Kishmaid, Marba Amas Ben Nuns, whether it's the Dalar Amas of a medium size, whatever it is, but Sivkat and Hey, it's going to be Mirvachis, it's going to expand. But someone who says, Yes, you might nice about Evach, you measure it expansively, but since it's not constricted, which the Sharatin Ice Gimel says, it adds on to the four Amis another 2 finger breadths. That's how the place can write. We're going to nafk mean that there is between Seichikais, which is expansive, Tefach to Atzaivis, which that is more tight-fisted, as Bren Eber Nef Gimel Odeis. Even though there the Gemara comes out that you have to go stringently, even regarding the area of the Mav, which is Rabbana. Here it's different because the limit is from that it says in the Pasuk Shvuish Tachtav, and the Sheir Tachtav according to Rabbi Yehuda is Merevach as Bren Gemara, and that's how the Goyen Yaakov writes. Says the Mishmur further, says that you should know that Abba Amas Nois Lamed Bois. The Dalar Amas we give him is squared. Le'ev Panav towards his face, who writes a lelech in the direction that he wants to go. That is Yochel Lelech Ben Af Balach Soin, that he could go even in its diagonal. Sha'ola Oid Amma Ushleish Chamash, which can actually add on another Amma and 3/5 of an Amma. Which Sharatzi Nois Dalat says that according to what the Vilna Gaon explained previously in Shimim Tes, that also the Rambam that's Makom they regarding the Gitzchili, he agrees that when you verify, you let it carry even with the diagonal of the square, and also with walking, it's also permitted even with Dalachs and look over there, but to go straight, that's forbidden more than Dalad Amas. Look over there, which the Dirshu number 3 explains what he's trying to say is that if he selects his Dalad Amas and through going in a certain direction, so he's allowed to go in the diagonal of this direction, 5 Amis and 3/5 of an Amma. Because since you square the four Amis, you let it go in every direction like a square, which you get more obviously in the corner of a square. However, when he's going straight to the side that he selected, that is only allowed to go Dalar Amis. And so if he didn't select a distinct direction, he's going stam, he could only go Dalar Amis. Chaznish brings the words of the going regarding carrying a Shasaram. And he asks, why don't you say that when he's carrying, he's selecting the Dalar Amis in a way that he's going with the object is along the diagonal of those Dalar Amis, and therefore he could carry more than Dalar Amis, even straight, because that's the share of the Lachsan of Dalar Amis, which it's the side of that diagonal. Look at the Chaznish, but the Lachach, the Maisa agrees with the words of the Bona Goyen. Sivkotin Zion. Now, this Dalar Amas that he gets is Behu Ben Tzayin, that he's in the middle. Toy Sefer, that's a scribal error. But Soch Lichta Bezer has to say these words, Achat Tevas L'chol Tzad, after the words, in every direction, Kamesh from the Rola Kamelag, we're going to explain later on, that's from the Taz Nebel Nagoyin, which is in the next piece. Sivkot Ches. B'yeshayim, some say, the Mutta Lahalach Behu, that you're allowed to go Dalar Amas, L'chol Tzad, and then it should say, Behu Ben Tzayin. So he explains. Well, they were shown according to the first opinion in the Rakaba Amas. He only gets Dalar Amas. Lois Ruach Shaber, that direction where he selects. then Beir Lamakom Echad, he selects one place, and Yochel Avzal Liver B'Makom Echad, he can't go in and then select another place. Well, the day is but according to this opinion, the Yeshayimim, Yeshla Arba'amas L'chol Tzad Svi B'Yisav, he has Dalamas in every direction around where he is, and the Shmoyin HaShmoyin, which actually, if you squared it, it would actually be 8 by 8 Amas. Simkot and Tess, and this is L'chol Tzad, is every direction, and he adds on the words of Hu Ben Son with him in the middle. That's how it should be saying. For someone who means to say, he has from the place where he's standing, he has in every direction four amas. And as it comes out, he was Shemayin Lashmayin, and we really 8 by 8, the way we wrote. But the Shar Tzinoi Zayin says that it's known that all Shiur Shabbos are squared with their square. It says the Mishra refer to the Vayin Beli Rabbi Shekhazab, Yeshlismach Al Deyazu Lamaisa, that one can rely on this opinion in practice. Sivkot and Yud, Avol Latalta B'chulu, but the carry, then he only gets Alamas with the Alachsin. But someone means, say, as Yeshayim Hazed, this Yeshayim in Pligi Raka Hilach, only disagrees on walking. Avol in Tilber, Granny carrying, Kulam, and Moydeh, everyone agrees, they mutter Raka Naba Amas of Alachsin, it's only been made up until Dalamas with the Agma. I'm able to submission of test. There's Naba Amas of Berle, those Dalamas that he selected from the Kulam, according to everyone, Nutl Talba, so you like carrying the Agma. Avshah Eli Yitzhak Bachabash Amas, even though it adds up to more than five Amas. Siv Beis, says Bachab Bachamokam, Shekodesh Allah Bayan. And every place where Shabbos starts, if it's surrounded for the purposes of residential purposes, I feel like out to the yard, even if right now there's no residence, the whole house is considered like Dala Amas. If it's not surrounded for residential purposes, it's all considered like Dala Amas. Even if you're spending Shabbos in a huge mound, a pile, a hill, and in a harvested stalks, so he has stalks surrounding him. Chashivik Arba Amos is considered like Dal Amos Atzasayim up until Eriyab Tusa. Says Mishmur Simkot Nirav. Everywhere where Shabbos starts, if he's in an area that Mukav Ladira, Kagun Shabbos Beer, spend Shabbos in the city. Oishar Mokav Shokal Badira, or any other place that's surrounded for residential purposes. Simkot Yud Beis. I felt in by Atadir, and even if there's no residence right now, Kagun Shenechra Bamadi Yadeho, that let's say the residents were killed out, Abu Hamas Kayemis, but. but the wall is still around. Sivkot in your gimel. Chashav kulik karbamis. All considered like dal amos. Even if it's a huge place like a tuch, a huge metropolitan, umayda b'hai ma'ama, and then he only starts counting 2,000. Chutzlai samakim from out of that area. Sivkot in your dal. Now if it's not in close residential purposes, so atzus atzusaim up until tusa, then you'll consider it as dal amos. If the perimeter was more than tusa, then he only has from where he is only 2,000 amas in every direction. But from the dalamas where he's standing, when Shabbos starts, so even if he starts Shabbos betel gabaya in a mound that's high, asar tefachim ten tefachim, what the mishabul same thing is regarding the stalks. Sivkot dezayin v'shibul makibas aisa, and then you have stalks surrounding it. Sheniach gibul leha sav v'meliktzer, says Rashi, that he left the perimeter from harvesting. V'shakasha shibul miyach. This is if he ties the stalks together. Binyan in a way shein ruach metzui v'nidaisim, that no common wind can make it move. Shakom machitza, because any wall shiruach meinadaisa, that the wind blows it in machitza not a machitza. That's sukkah daf chav hey. Sivkot yedzayin. So this is going to be chashivik arba amas. Going to be considered like dalad amas. The avagav the esumela, even though it's made by itself, shema mechitza is going to be considered as mechitza. The tail amount avagav the ein lo lamala, even though it doesn't have above hekif sviyava a perimeter around it on the top, the kamokum is still nechshav b'chol mechitza, considered as a mechitza. Kim shigbar so tefachim, since the mound itself is ten tefachim high. Okay, like we said previously, b'shimim heis the base, that's good achis. The Shar Tzinoi Seir Av says Nigmarz brought that the same thing is by a cleft, which is a depth of ten tefachim and it's a width from four tefachim up a four amas until so same will also have the same halacha. Some of the deer shoes. Deer shoe number one. So the bracha is al mitzvah's eruv. Now in the kavanah of the bracha, the Chuvas Chasam Sefer writes that this is what we are commanded on the mitzvah of this great tikkun to be saved from the issur itzah. He writes that the kavanah and the mitzvah is not on the issur itzah until for Shabbat, which one of them malachas, because that would be the case. Nusach HaBracha should have to be V'asal on the Saitza. He made the carrying out forbidden for us. Just like we make a bracha by the Chuppah V'asal on the Sarusis. Moreover, there's no svar to make a bracha on the Esau Itza more than all the other malachas. And similarly, we find the Pirush of the Magen Mishnah that we make the bracha B'Tzivanu to say that we're not permitted to carry without an Erev, and we're commanded that when we want to carry out from the house to the Chatzah, that we should make an Erev, just like Mitzvah Shechita until Zidane, that Mashmaz B'Tzivanu is going on the Mitzvah Kiyumis, on the act of Mitzvah. Verse number two said there's a mitzvah to try to go ahead and make an Erev. Similarly, the Chuvas Tashbatz writes that if not for the tirda of the limud, The norm of Batama Chacham is Misak and Eir is brought in the Gemara Ibn Avsamaches. Rabbi Bachanan asked Abaya, why are you living in the area, neighborhood, that you have two great Talmid Chachamim and you're not making not an Eir, not a Shitif? That's someone that he feels, you know, guilty with. You know, that's a full-fledged, either a simpleton, or he has a little bit of heresy. And say a big schus to Misak and Eir to prevent kilkel, that people are going to come to carry without an Eir. Dish number three. But there's no mitzvah to go after making Erev Tchumen, even though that you only make Erev Tchumen for a tzarech mitzvah. And even though to go make Erev Chatzeis and after Shtibim is a mitzvah to make, even if you make an Erev for optional things, the Kavach Haim writes, that the reason for this is because since through the Erev, people are not going to come to the Issa of carrying, but there's no mitzvah to go after Erev Tchumen because it's possible that through the Erev is going to come to an Issa of going out of the Tchum, and therefore you should not make an Erev only a tzarech mitzvah. Dish number five, he said you make an Erev Rashitav of all the chatzeres in the mabit together as one. Another reason, writes the Kavach Haim, is because based on the food that you make a shita with, that which is joined together from all of them together as one. Dish number seven, he said you make the bracha when you're gathering it from all the peoples on the mabit. The reason, writes the Beis Yosef, is because all mitzvahs you have to make a bracha ibul asiyasin before you fulfill it. Therefore, you can't make the bracha after you gather the food, because since it's gathered, the mitzvah is already done, because they're already mu'urim, they're already mixed together. When Mishnah and Shin Samach Vav writes, the Achrayim agreed that you can make a Lekitchila the Bracha even after you gather together, because Lekitchila, you still have to be Mazaka to all the people of the city, and as long as it's not Mazaka, you're still considered as you didn't perform the Mitzvah yet. But the Eved, even if it was already Mazaka, you make the Bracha look over there. Dish number 8, if he says only part of the Notzach of Bahadeh, and he doesn't say the whole thing, so we discussed in Shin Samach Vav, Sevkan Peidal, the Prim Gondim is that the Eved does not take effect, even with the Eved. Kavachayim is Mefakvik in this. Dish number 1, in Shin Samach Vav. According to the opinions that Issa Tchumen is Midrabbanan, Prim Gondim writes that this drasha of Shuir Shtachtav is only on the Smachta. And in the Torah, you're allowed to go more than Dalai Lama. However, according to the opinion that Issa Tchumen is Midrab Torah, Mechanskinach writes that it's a drasha Gemur, and if someone goes out of his Tchum, he only has Dalai Lama. And that's what the Kir Sefer writes, that also to go back to in the direction of Issa Tchumen is Issa Dereis, and therefore, whoever distances 12 mil, it doesn't have a head to go out of his Dalai Lamas, and even because of Kavod Abriyas. Over the Mechaz Chinuch writes that according to Taisis Yishanim and Yehuma, and their words are brought in Taisis of Russian and Fah, but there, also Laman Dhamma Tchum, there's no Issa only to distance from his Tchum, but to go to his Tchum is only Issa only with Rabbanim, and to go back into his Tchum. That's what Chaz Nish holds. Avnei Nezer writes that according to the Ramban and Ervin and Minatayra, after you go out of your Tchum, there's no Issa only if he goes another time a Tchum of 12 mil. However, his words require analysis. The Ramban, in front of us, you see that only when it goes with a het of kuch nefesh or a kiddush chaydish, then we don't say this going combined to the chesed of 12 mil. But if ready with 12 mil, but iser, then he's going to violate this deraisa every additional dalai lamas. Issue number 4: if someone wants to select two amas on one side, two amas on another side, the Ezra writes, according to Rashi, you could do that. According to Rabbeinu Shmuel, it all has to be in one direction, and not two in one direction, two amas in another direction, for this four amas that he has. Just number 5, he said that if he selects to one place, he can't go back and select somewhere else. Now, the way of selection, which direction is going to be his dalai lamas, Mark Mishra writes in the Shittas Rambam, that since he goes in a certain direction, that's like as if he selected this direction. Also, someone that goes out of Tchum by mistake, since he went one amma, he already selected his dalai lamas in that direction, then he can't go select his dalai lamas in the other direction of the city, and to go to and to have it gathered in through the absorption of the Tchum. The Rabbi disagrees, and then he writes that if he went in a certain direction without intention to select his Dalai Lamas in that direction, it's not considered as selection. It's only if he confirms that this Dalai Lamas is in that direction, is that considered as a beer. Chaz Nish writes that in the Gemara, it sounds like that the beer also is effective also with his Machshava. Dish number 6, we said from where he stands, he has Dalai Lamas in every direction. Now, the place of where he's standing, if that's considered as part of his Dalai Lamas, or only you mentioned Dalai Lamas outside of where his feet are standing, the Chemesh writes the name of the Arizarua, there's Machlis, a place in the Chitzes Rashi, that he measured Dalai Lamas besides the place of his feet. Chitzes Rambam is that his place is included in Dalai Lamas. Chaz Nish writes that you could prove that the place of his body is included in Dalai Lamas, in the words of the Gemara, even that Memches, that proves that you give every single person Dalai Lamas according to the size of his limbs, because if not, what are you going to say on him? In other words, if you don't give him Dalai Lamas like the measurement of his body, he can't go at all. And he asked that if you're going to say that the place of his body is not from the minion, it's a no super oig, you have beyond the place of where you're standing Dalai Lamas. Behechuk, the place of his body is included in Dalai Lamas, and oig, his body is bigger than Dalai Lamas, he can't go at all. Dish number 7, look at the chart seen later on, Shin Tzadik Zayin Sevkot Naf, that he writes that we already explained that the Loch is like the second opinion. Because here in Mishmur, he says, look at the El Rabbi, the writes you can rely on of this opinion lamaisa, or the chaznish writes, whereas the Gemara tells like the halacha, he only has dalaramas and not more. But the be'alacha and shudzamal gimel writes the name of the paiskim. There also by din rabban we go lechumra, and he explains that that's because the suffix of chesaron yediyah that we just don't know. That's not considered as a suffix. Dish number 8, a city that its residents are around, the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes in the chaznish, that's considered all like dalaramas. So that someone is spending Shabbos inside of it, even if there's no mechitza at all, and that's in the first place in Eben Nachman Zayin, that a city that does not need a wall to be considered as dalaramas for someone who's spending Shabbos inside of it. This is number 9. The Chaznish writes that to get a mechitza that cannot withstand in the wind is wind that will move, will shake the parts of the mechitza until they're far one from the other three tefachim. Because of this, there's this time that this the mechitza is not a mechitza mamish. In such a case, that's the disqualification of the mechitza. Most of the time when the wind is not blowing, but just that the wind moves the mechitza a little bit, and because of that, you don't have the parts of mechitza distancing one from the other three tefachim, even for a moment, so then that's not going to be considered as a valid chasaron, as a functional problem.